This is an executive summary of who can invest in a DST. Accredited Investor Rules, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Delaware statutory trusts are powerful 1031 tools, passive, fractional, institutional real estate that can serve as replacement property and satisfy debt replacement, but not everyone can invest in them. Because DST interests are securities sold as Regulation D private placements, they're generally limited to accredited investors, individuals and entities that meet specific income, net worth, or other thresholds the SEC uses to identify investors presumed able to evaluate and bear the risks of less regulated private offerings. Understanding these rules matters, because accreditation is effectively the gateway to DST investing. If you're planning a 1031 exchange and considering a DST, you'll want to confirm your eligibility before you're racing the clock. This guide explains the accredited investor income and net worth tests, how accredited entities qualify, how accreditation is verified, why DSTs require it, and how to confirm your own eligibility. Note that these rules can change and apply differently to different situations, so verify the current rules and your specific status with your advisor. DST interests are offered through a broker-dealer after a suitability review, and Baker 1031 does not provide tax or legal advice. Accreditation is the gateway to the investments described in our comprehensive Delaware Statutory Trust Primer. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.